This is 90.1 WABE, getting ready to head into the Passover and Easter weekend, both together on this weekend, sort of a cosmic convergence. And some great music in town as well, and here to shed some light is Mara Davis. Good to see you again, Mara.
Yes, it's Holy Week, let's go ahead and pray deeply on some of these artists I have for you. First, this artist I want to talk about is someone who reminds me of the television show Nashville, which I know that you watch.
I'm a big fan.
Chris Knight is who I'm talking about. He is going to play Eddie's Attic, and he's kind of the same story. He was inspired by Steve Earle. He listened to music. He's a great singer-songwriter, won a contest at the Bluebird, which you see on the show Nashville, and is really a terrific songwriter.
I searched and called a name.
He's out of the hills in Kentucky. He was a mine inspector before he got into music, rather late in his life. I'll tell you something interesting about Chris Knight, which trumps everything you just said. He and I have the same birthday.
You have a lot in common. You worked on the mines in Kentucky, didn't you?
No, we do have the same birthday, though.
That's Chris Knight, who's playing tonight at Eddie's Attic.
Cruising over to the Tabernacle, another great artist in town on Friday night.
Yeah, Matt Carney. I've actually interviewed Matt a couple of times, and it's only one T. And when I interviewed him, he said that his mom messed up and spelled it wrong for the birth certificate, and that's why it's just one T. There's your fun fact rock nugget for you, Steve. I know you love a rock nugget.
I am writing that down right now.
Okay.
One T.
So when he came out, he was an interesting version of kind of like Americana and rap. You know, he raps a little bit in the song Undeniable, but the song that was so huge was
Nothing Left to Lose.
Nothing Left to Lose, which was in so many of your favorite TV shows. Some of those, it was probably in like One Tree Hill, or one of those shows that you love, Gilmore Girls.
Come on and we'll seek you like we were freaking. Push the pedal down, watch the world around.
Anyway, he also has a huge song called Hey Mama, which was another popular song, but he's got a new album out, and I think it's really great. I do want to highlight that one of the opening bands, Judah and the Lion, is getting a lot of attention too, and apparently they come out later in the show and they do a big version of Uptown Funk, if you haven't heard that enough.
Matt Carney has had success on both Christian and rock charts, which is sort of an interesting combination.
It kind of is. I don't really get that.
Well, some people do.
Matt's got a new album called Just Kids, which came out just a few weeks ago, so he's supporting that. Super nice guy. A lot of the music on that album talks about him getting out of Eugene, Oregon, where he's from.
I wonder why. What's wrong with Eugene?
I don't know. I think we think of, like, Oregon as, like, put a bird on it, Portlandia. But, you know, it's a blue-collar area. And, you know, it's not every day that you can be a singer-songwriter and make a living from it like Matt does. That's Matt Carney tomorrow night at the Tabernacle. So the next event is Songs for Kids, 500 Songs for Kids. And I love this because it really helps out a lot of kids, obviously, suffering from illness and hardship. And this is a grassroots local charity started by Josh Rifkind. I actually just went to their big event last weekend, which was their food festival, which was fantastic. So it's kicking off at Smith's Old Bar this weekend. Now, it's going to go on for the next couple of weeks, so you can go to their website and definitely get more information about it. But they perform the top 500 Rolling Stone best songs of all time.
And there's all sorts of artists participating in this. Some really big name bands, some other artists who are just starting out. So it's a really collective effort. You know what the number one song is according to Rolling Stone? The 500?
Oh, gosh, did we talk about this last year? Is it Led Zeppelin or the Beatles?
It's Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Dylan.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Okay, which is one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is. I agree with that. I do. I think that should be the number one song.
How does it feel?
To be on your own. Okay, here we go. Let's go. with no direction known. Okay. Satisfaction is number two by the Rolling Stones. And here we go. Don't get me started. You know what the last one is? You know what number 500 is?
What's that?
It's Shop Around, Smokey Robinson.
Okay, my baby told me.
Yeah.
You better shop around.
Okay.
And if you want to get more information on Songs for Kids, go to songsforkidsfoundation.org. That'll give you all the venues and the artists that are playing and a way you can give a contribution. That's 500 Songs for Kids, which kicks off this weekend at Smith's Old Bar.
I've got your picture
I think there are a lot of listeners who are fans of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Rihanna Giddens, of course, is a singer with them, plays banjo and whatever else they have, maybe washboard and things like that. She's going to be in town also.
Yeah, she also went to school for opera. It's like, what can this woman not do? It's like, she is such a talent. And this has kind of been brewing for a long time. She's been on the road with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and she's been wanting to do her own solo thing. But now she really feels like, this is my moment. This is the time to do it. The album is called Tomorrow Is My Turn, which was a song popular by the great Nina Simone. And these are the songs that really get under your skin. That voice, nobody sounds like her. She's one of those singers, you know, I think it's Stevie Nicks. There's nobody that sounds like her. She is truly unique and her own. And I feel that way about Rihanna Giddens.
I've got the records. She's got you.
T-Bone Burnett produced this album. So, you know it's the real deal. You know, it's going to go somewhere.
And seeing her on stage, I mean, she's magnificently beautiful, and it's got a very sexy vibe. I like this show. I highly recommend it. That's Rhiannon Giddens, tomorrow night at the Buckhead Theater.
On Saturday night, there's a band at Chastain Park that we talked about last year when they were at Chastain's that are coming back, and I'm going to give you that symbol again. Can you see that?
Where's the alt J signal?
It's the alt J, yeah.
You're so hip, Steve. I don't even know what to do with you. You're so much hipper than I am. I live to be you. So I love the song Left Hand Free. Like it's a huge, hugely popular hit. And you know you've made it when Noel Gallagher, formerly of Oasis, is sort of talking about this song. It's actually kind of funny. Of course, you know Noel Gallagher loves to start fights with everybody, and apparently he started a fight with Alt J. Because he was like, yeah, I love that song and I spent money on it and I bought it, but I still think the band sucks. So Alt-J thinks, hey, you know you've made it when Noel Gallagher is saying that we suck, but they're an alternative rock band. Their songs are really catchy and fun. This was one of my 2015 picks and they are finally here.
Oh, well, my left hand's free and my right's in grip. Well, the
I can't categorize this band when I listen to them. They're really talented. They have quite a range in what they do. So
it's kind of funky rock, and their lyrics are funny, and they have a good sense of humor. I don't know if it's rock. All I know is that the songs are really, really catchy.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Check them out yourself.
But what we know is that we like them, and that's what's important.
That is what's important.
That's Alt-J, Saturday night at Chastain. So we're getting into festival season, Steve, and I know you're a festival guy.
I am a festival guy.
I mean, Steve's going to get his mandals on, his jorts, and he's ready to rock. So the Beltline Boil is coming to the Atlanta Beltline. Stop shaking your head. Do you own a pair of jorts?
We've been over this before. If I do, I can't remember what drawer they're in. Okay.
I know you have a mandal, though. Are they Birkenstocks? Are they Tevas?
I don't know what a mandal is. Is that a musical instrument or something? I don't know what a mandal is.
Okay. So the Beltline Boil brings together a lot of Atlanta's great restaurants on the Beltline, but it also brings together a lot of Atlanta's great music. And this is the second year that they're doing it, so it's still relatively new. And I just love seeing all the progress on the Beltline and the fact that they're doing stuff like this. So there's great bands, Rubens Bell, AM Gold, Dynamite, Sam Birchfield, and what I think you're really going to love is Zyta Funk with Charlie Wooten. That is going to be a great day.
They're the headliner on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. This is the old Fourth Ward Park where this sort of is centralized, this event.
It's the Skateboard Park, yep. And you get a great view of the city. I mean, it's an ultimate, really, really cool Atlanta City Festival, and I love how the direction of the city is just keeps getting cooler and cooler over there.
Low Country Boil, beer, live music on a Saturday afternoon on the Beltline. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't get any better. Break out your mandals.
I'll buy you a beer.
Flip-flops.
Okay.
That's the Beltline Boil, featuring Rubens Bell, AM Gold, Dynamite, Sam Birchfield, and Zyta Funk with Charlie Wooten, Saturday on the Beltline.
We've talked about Sean Mullins a couple times on Mara's Music Mix and the things he's done for people and the things he's doing. And there's an artist coming to Eddie's Attic on Saturday night that the sort of prodigy, I guess you could say, of Sean Mullins.
Yeah, she is. And I want to sort of like redeem myself here, because the last time I talked about Callahan, I called her Callaghan, and I got a lot of crap for it, and I totally deserved it. So I'm the first one to call myself out on, you know, mispronouncing it. So I actually met her at the 30A Songwriters Festival. And I mean, look, this girl has got it all. She's beautiful. She's got a gorgeous voice. She's a great singer-songwriter. She was inspired by Sean Mullins. She moved to Atlanta. He helped her with her first record. Her songs are super, super catchy. And I think she hasn't broken out into the mainstream just yet, but I think it's going to happen.
See her while you can at Eddie's Attic. Right?
That's Callahan.
The G is silent.
Callahan at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night.
We've talked about the venue Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs. It's a little place. They serve healthy food. It's a listening room, basically. And they've got some interesting artists from time to time. There's an interesting act coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because I think it's a pretty big name to come to Steve's Live Music. I'm talking about the Jeff Sipe Trio. If you're into jazz, I know you love jazz.
When you say it like that, I am. I can't resist it.
But he's more of the jam band jazz. He was the drummer in the Aquarium Rescue Unit, and he's been on the jam band circuit with, like, Leftover Salmon and Project Z, and he's been around with Zambiland Orchestra. But this new album that he's got sounds really, really fresh and really, really great. And I like how he covers country songs in a jazz arrangement. He does a cover of Hank Williams' I'm So Lonely I Could Cry. And I love that. I love hearing something completely unexpected from a song that you really know well. That's the Jeff Sipe Trio at Steve's Live Music on Saturday night.